Good morning. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report. The massive King Fire in El Dorado County has prompted the evacuation of thousands of people, and its smoke is causing the cancellation of outdoor activities as far away as Reno. It's one of several fires burning across the Golden State this week. As the California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow explains, all those fires are also burning through the state's budget.
The King Fire is threatening thousands of homes and forcing evacuations. Most of the people at the Red Cross shelter in El Dorado County were taking things in stride Thursday. That includes 94-year-old Celian Adams, who says fires are just a way of life in the Sierra foothills. He's been living in the community of Mosquito since 1938.
Matter of fact, I've been on a couple of fires with my bulldozer. That was back in the 60s.
Sitting in the Red Cross shelter, he says he thinks he could still help fight this one. I should point out that his wife, Betty, thinks differently. Adam spent decades as a logger and says this year's drought made things much more dangerous.
I think this is the worst year we've had. The trees are telling it, the pine trees and the oak trees, all the leaves are turning brown and the pine needles are turning brown.
Fire officials blame those extreme historic drought conditions for turning the King Fire into a big one. It nearly tripled in size Wednesday night. I'm standing here in the El Dorado County Fairgrounds, which has become the command center for fighting the King Fire. To my right, there are dozens of CAL FIRE vehicles. To my left, there are tents pitched. This is where a lot of the emergency responders are sleeping at night. This is a major effort. More than 3,000 people fighting this fire. More than 1,000 of them are from CAL FIRE alone.
We're just building boxes around the fire that we can determine if we'll be able to stop it at these points using natural barriers like lakes, streams, roads.
Mike McMillan is a spokesman for the joint federal, state, and local effort.
So we're doing all we can to limit the damage the fire does.
And that costs a lot of money. Through Thursday, California had spent more than $7 million on its part of the effort. And the King Fire is just one of 10 different blazes CAL FIRE is fighting this week. Altogether, the state has spent more than $191 million fighting fires since the new fiscal year began July 1st. That just about exhausts the money this year's budget set aside for 12 months' worth of firefighting. The state guesses how much money it will need for wildfires based on a rolling average of how much it spent over the previous 5 years. A decade ago, that total was about $90 million. Now it's consistently over $200 million. CAL FIRE officials blame drought conditions for the steep increase.
Oftentimes, that won't be enough. Depending on the year, this is going to be one of those years, we're going to exceed this amount.
Janet Berenson is CAL FIRE's chief deputy director. She oversees finances and says the main cost is always personnel.
It's the overtime cost for folks that are working 12 or 24-hour shifts out on a fire.
After that, the agency spends a lot of money on equipment rentals and the steep cost of fueling and flying its aircraft. Now, to be clear, CAL FIRE isn't going to have to shut down when it taps out its annual budget, which will likely happen next week. The state can always tap into its contingency fund. Still, it certainly says something about how serious conditions are when a 12-month budget gets spent less than 3 months into the fiscal year. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
From forests to front lawns, the drought's taking a toll on Californians, and the state's leaders have been calling on residents to save water. Toward that end, Governor Brown has now signed off on a pair of bills that prevents apartment complexes, housing co-ops, and homeowners associations from banning water-saving measures in their landscaping rules. The law will apply regardless of whether or not there's a drought. And effective immediately, homeowners associations will not be allowed to fine residents who stop watering following the declaration of a drought emergency. State health officials have confirmed that a strain of virus that's been causing respiratory illness in children in other parts of the U.S. is now in California. 4 children in 2 counties, San Diego and Ventura, have recently been discharged from the hospital after contracting enterovirus D68. Dr. Carol Glazer with the California Department of Public Health said the agency has asked hospitals statewide to send samples from any suspected cases to get a sense of how widespread the illness is.
So it's a very good chance in the next week or so we may identify several other places in the state that have positive cases.
The illness is usually not severe, but health officials say parents should seek prompt medical attention for children with breathing difficulties. That's especially the case for youngsters with asthma, as three of the four Southern California hospitalizations involved asthmatic children. Health services directors at the University of California are raising alarms that students throughout the system cannot access mental health services in reasonable time periods. The California Report's health reporter April Domboski explains demand for services is outstripping the university's ability to provide them.
In the last 6 years, the number of students seeking help at university counseling centers statewide has increased 37%. UC Medical Director Gina Fleming told the UC Regents on Thursday that this has strained the system, making it difficult for students to see a therapist when they need to.
They're waiting longer to get an appointment. They're having fewer appointments within the course of therapy. And third, more are needing to be referred off campus.
A typical student who calls in complaining of mild anxiety and procrastination in the first few weeks of the semester could be waiting until finals to get a regular therapy appointment.
What might have started as a routine procrastination intervention may now be a crisis in full bloom.
That's UCLA Counseling Services Director Elizabeth Gong-Guy. She says more students are seeking help now because of awareness campaigns that help reduce stigma around mental health issues.
Increasingly, we find that many of the students who make their way to our counseling centers are seasoned perfectionists who've driven themselves to unsustainable positions in which their lives lack any semblance of balance or self-compassion.
The UC Regents asked the health services team to bring a list of potential solutions to the next board meeting in November. For the California Report, I'm April Domboski.
That's the California Report for Friday, September 19th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Howard Gelman and Seal Muller. Our interns are Adiza Egan and Isaac Silk. The director is Guy Marzorati. Our producers were Nina Thorson and Vinny Tong. The editors this week were Polly Stryker, Tyke Hendricks, Craig Miller, and Tara Seiler. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com.